Welcome everybody to Shir number 1301. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rav Aaron Zissou, Lila Nishmas Belima, Batz Rav Moshe, Lerfuah Shalema Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our malacha of Zoira winnowing. So, okay, we're pretty much finishing up the malacha of Zoira winnowing, maybe a few more odds and ends here and there. I just want to go through an interesting concept whereby Zoira falls into that we should understand, which is part of the Lamed Tes Malacha. It's a very, very important yesoid foundation in all of the Lamed Tes Malachas. And Zoira happens to be one of those Malachas where we could get a understanding. The question is like this. In general, we know there's something called a Grumma. A Grumma is sort of like a cause and effect, or possibly whereby there's a delay in a Malacha. Or possibly if I'm doing an action whereby it's going to cause something else to happen. What do I mean? For example, if somebody has, there's a fire, a flame, and I know that there's a wind, outside there's a wind, or if there's no wind, it's a different halach, we're not going to get into it right now, but just to get an understanding what we're talking about. I know it is blowing outside, I look outside, everything is blowing, trees are blowing, it's a wind, there's a heavy wind, and I have a window, right next to my flame, or I have a window right next to a candle, let's say, right? So I know one thing. If I open up that window, boom, the candle's gonna be blown out. So the candle will for sure blow out, and the wind is there and I see it. So the halacha is you cannot open up the window in that instance. Now, if there's no wind, that's not what we're gonna get into right now, but to have an understanding, what's happening over here, and when we talk about wind, right, the Malach of Zoira, we've been talking about wind, you throw it up into the wind, and or if somebody blows with their mouth, the wind. So when I open up the window, if a person has a candle, for example, let's say on Shabbos, right, and the person puts out a candle, so that obviously can't be done, right? You're not allowed to take a candle and put it out. And you do it with your hand. Well, let's say a person smothers the candle, so that can't be done. Now, let's say when I open up the window, I see right away the wind will come in from outside. I see it's windy, it's going to blow out my candle. So it's a different, sort of like a different way of putting out the candle. But yet it's sort of like a cause and effect. If I don't open up the window, candle won't go out. Now that I open up what did I do? I just opened up the window. That's all I did. But the wind came in because there's a wind blowing and it blew out my candle. Okay. So that's sort of like, yes, so that's sort of like the what we want to explain with the malacha of Zoira. It's really something we should have explained in the beginning, but it's an interesting fact. Brings down Rab Shimonider in the Sefer. It brings down on page 126 a reference to Zoira that he says like this: We have learned that if one does a malacha by an indirect action, like a grumma, like as we know it as a grumma, although it's prohibited midrabanan, it's not considered a malacha d'oraisa. In general, the malacha is not a malacha that's done with an indirect action. Grumma on Yom Tov is a different thing. We're not going to get into Yom Tov right now, although prohibited, but on Shabbos still be also midrabanan. Now, and then there's a whole thing with Grumma, with Nezikin and damages. We're not going to get into that whole thing. But the bottom line is, it's an interesting thing to note, an indirect action. If you think about it by Zoira, what do we talk about? A person throws up into the air, right? You throw the grain and the chaff and everything up into the air. So it's an indirect action. What is the malach of Borer? Borer is separating good from bad. So over here, what are we doing? We take the two things, or we take the peanuts the peanuts and the shells, or you're taking the chaff and the grain, you throw it up. So it's an indirect action, and you throw it up into the air, and here comes a wind and blows it, you know, separates it, and that separating action is the malacha of Zoira. So really, if you think about it, it's what we call a grumma, a indirect action. So really, it should really only be aser midrabanan. If somebody does it, you know, the real way, like throwing up, like we said, with that which was done in the Mishkan, throwing up the chaff and the grain and everything. So really, it's an indirect action. So why do we have this whole thing of Zoira whereby one uses the wind, right? One actually uses the wind. to separate these items. It's mamish asim min haTorah, and it's the malacha of Zoyre. So he explains that interesting. Does Rav Shimon Aida? He says like this: that Zoyre on Shabbos is a malacha deraisa, which one is chayev, right? So he says, why isn't it considered a grumma in reference to Shabbos also? It should really be. It's an indirect action. You're not separating something with your hands. You throw it up in the air. Sure, there's a wind that comes, but that's indirectly being done. And really it should be potter. But he says the reason is different. Why is the reason different? He says like this, that the concept which governs Hilchas Shabbos in general is what's called Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. When somebody has, the Torah prohibited intent on a malacha. If somebody has intent to do a specific malacha, since this is the normal manner, the intent is to do the malacha this way, and this is the normal way that it is done, so therefore, this is the normal way which winnowing is done, is performed, and this is what the person did, and this is their intent that they had. In other words, this is what they had in mind. So therefore, it's considered what we call malachas machsheves, and they are taka would be chayiv, and this is the malacha of zoret winnowing. Now, whether the person does it by throwing it up in the air, whether the person does it with their mouth by blowing, even though you'll say, well, again, it's an indirect action, right? Or it's a time delay, whatever the case might be. But since this is the malacha, this malacha is machsheves of this malacha, this is the intent, and this is the regular way it's done, so this is aser min haTorah, and it's one of the lamates malachas. We have other malachas like that also. Interesting, you have the most famous malacha, which we all know, is bishul, right? It's afia, bishul, baking, cooking, and these type of things. It's a time delay type of thing, right? If I put up something on the fire, I put up something, a raw piece of chicken, and I turn on the fire, nothing's happening, right? Nothing's going to happen. When is it going to happen? It might happen in an hour, right? It'll take time till the pot cooks up, till the pot gets hot. And then first the pot has to get hot. And then the pot has to cook, you know, then the chicken has to cook inside. And only then is it really you're dealing with the actual melacha per se. So, you know, so why isn't cooking or why isn't baking, you know, you put something to bake, you put bread to bake in the oven, you turn on the oven, it's going to take a while till things start moving in the oven and start baking and so on. So really the malach of baking, the malach of cooking should all really be a indirect action, if you want to call it like a grumma and so on. So the answer is the same thing like with Zaira. When it's a person's machshava to do a certain thing, like I want to cook, right? I take the piece of chicken and I want to cook. And the regular way of doing this action, of doing this malacha of cooking or baking, is with a time delay. That's the regular way. So when it's with a regular time delay, and this is the regular way of doing it, right? Am I machshava, my whole intent is to cook it, my whole intent is to bake it, so that is the malacha d'oraisa of the malacha min haTorah of cooking or of baking. We have the same thing by Tzad, brings down the Sefer Kolam on page Kuf Beis. He says, interesting, by Tzad, by trapping. Also, right, somebody, Asamidya Raisa, Ludef Achre Tzvi, to run after like a deer and trap a deer or something along those lines. So, again, it's the same thing. Ache Agia Akelev, or you let, we spoke about in the past, letting out a dog to trap the deer. But these type of trapping things also it's a time delay. It takes time till it's done or whatever the case is. But again, it's the same thing. It's the catching of the animal. And even though it took time, the whole process, this is part of Tzad, the trapping, and this is the intent that the person has intention to trap, and even though it takes time to do this action, this is part of the regular way, and this is Sud, the malach of trapping. So I just wanted to explain, it's an important thing to keep in mind, that there are a few malachas in Shabbos, even though we have the concept of what we know as grumma, doing something possibly indirectly sometimes, and sometimes we do use this concept of grumma, indirect action to, as a sniff or whatever the case is, if something has to be done or whatever the case is, sometimes we'll say, well, we'll do it with a grumma, we'll do it with indirect action. But when it's the actual malacha itself with that intent, like our case of Zoyre winnowing, throwing the stuff up into the air, right, and having the wind come, or like we said, or opening up the window when we see the wind is blowing right there and it's going to blow out the candle, all I got to do is open up the window, or in the case where it's mamish, a major time delay, like the bishul cooking, right, or a Atziah, the baking, with the whole malacha, the whole way of doing it is with a time delay, and that's what I want to do. So then, even though we have what's called a grama, it's indirectly, whether it's with the time delay, like the cooking or the baking, or whether it's indirectly, like by opening up the window, but whether it's possibly indirectly by throwing the stuff up into the air and having the wind come, right? You'll say, well, that's not really bora. Bora separating means I take with my hand the bad and I move it away from the good, right? From a mixture. I have a mixture of bad and good. I stick my hand in and I pull out a rotten apple from 20 good apples, and there's a rotten apple right in the middle. I stick in my hand, I pull out the rotten apple. Fine, so that's bora. But throwing all this up into the air, it's totally, I'm doing it with an indirect way, but since this is my intention and this is the way that the malach is done, so that's why it's at mamish osur min hatayra. Okay, I just wanted to explain that it's an important concept to keep in mind, that those few malachas that are done indirectly, and sometimes various different actions that are done indirectly, could still be chayiv if it's done with intent, and that is the way that it's done. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.